The Ventures, a surf music group founded in 1959, have lost their longtime drummer, Mel Taylor. Taylor had lung cancer and died of a heart attack Sunday at age 62. His memorial service was held today. The Ventures' most recognizable song is the theme of the television series Hawaii Five-O. Their adaptation of Walk, Don't Run was the number two pop song in 1961. For more than three decades, Mel Taylor drummed the distinctive surfer sound. Hal Blaine was a friend of Taylor's. He is also a drummer.
They had a great sound, and, you know, that was the rage at the time. It was the surf thing, and everybody, of course, was jumping on it. You know, as soon as somebody has a hit, everybody starts coming out with the same similar kind of hits.
I read that Howie Johnson, a man named Howie Johnson.
Right. He was the original drummer and actually was the drummer on Walk, Don't Run.
For the Ventures.
For the Ventures,
and
yeah.
He was on the first three albums. Of course, the Ventures have now made 90.
Yeah, right.
90 albums. Well, the question is, how much of this sound was developed by Howie Johnson or later by Mel Taylor?
Well, I think it was one of those things, you know, that we were all doing. What used to be a single backbeat became sort of a double backbeat for the surf music, and all of the guitars doing the pipeline sound, that became part of the whole surfing craze, the wave coming in, and I guess you could call it wave music if you wanted to, but it was the big wave coming in and splashing, and guitar players were sort of maybe method acting, playing that kind of sound.
Right, but the drummer was doing what different?
The drummer, instead of playing the simple single backbeat on 2 and 4, he was now playing 2 beats on 2 and 2 beats on 4.
Okay.
So it would, instead of playing boom bop, boom boom bop, boom bop, boom boom bop, he was now playing boom bop bop, boom bop bop, boom bop bop, boom bop bop.
Got it.
Almost Arabic.
Just as a way of illustration, let's listen to this is actually Mel Taylor playing on Walk, Don't Run. So that's actually what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
In this case, he's playing 2 on 2 and 1 on 4.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Mel had great hands. And it was that fast kind of drumming that you hear, and that created a, you know, that was really a craze. And more than a fad, it's still going, obviously.
So if you're coming up as a drummer, you got to play this.
Exactly. If you were born in that era, then that's what you listened to. When I was a kid, when Mel was a kid, well, because we were about the same age, we were listening to big bands, Buddy Rich, etc., Gene Krupa, and on and on.
Mel Taylor was playing this music right up until the summertime, yes?
Mel was just on a tour of Japan. The Ventures are humongous in Japan. And I am thrilled that at least he was inducted into the Rock Walk of Fame here in Hollywood.
Hal Blaine was a friend of drummer Mel Taylor of the Ventures, who died Sunday at 62.